So, you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball, a subscription box coach and your host here at Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs that want to avoid overwhelm. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Subscription Box Basics. I'm here with another episode that I'm super excited about because today we are talking with Paul Chambers of Subta about the Sub Summit. I've been to a couple of these and you guys, it is a party and it is a learning environment and it is so much fun. So let's dive in. Paul, welcome back again to the podcast.
Julie, thank you so much for having me. And actually, as you're doing that intro, I was thinking like, man, we have a lot of good memories from Sub Summit. It's been so much fun. And you're a Sub Summit veteran. So we're super excited to have you back again this year.
Yeah, man, it is so fun. And it is the only event that we go to year after year after year in the subscription box world. Now we go to some different markets to look at products or, you know, entrepreneurial events, but this is like the one event that we go to for subscription boxes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we love it. And we're the reason Sub Summit came to be and even Subta was because we saw a need in the space to help this community and help this community continue to grow. I mean, we were subscription box owners ourselves in the past, myself and my two co-founders, Chris George and John Hodgie. We were able to exit Gentleman's Box last year so we could fully focus on Subta and Sub Summit. And we started it because we wanted to meet other like-minded entrepreneurs, other like-minded subscription owners, and we're so fortunate to be able to continue that going forward.
Yeah, you guys do such a great job. So there's going to be some people who are hearing about Subta and Sub Summit for the first time. So let's start with Subta. What is Subta?
Yeah, so Subta is the acronym for the Subscription Trade Association. We are the world's largest direct-to-consumer trade association representing the subscription space. So what we do is we help those direct-to-consumer subscription companies thrive and flourish, give them community resources, great people to meet, great podcasts to watch, listen to, videos to watch, and just do everything we can to help this community and this industry continue to grow.
Yes, yeah, so you're like this sort of hub to bring all the different vendors and resources and educators all into one place. And so our listeners can become a Subta member, right? So tell them what a Subta membership looks like.
Yeah, so we have two different levels of Subta memberships for those that are the merchant companies in the space. So if you are running a subscription-focused business, we consider you a merchant in the space. The other side is our partners. Those are the suppliers and the resources that are available. And what's cool is a Subta merchant member, you have access to those partners. They give exclusive discounts and they do webinars and they do all these things to help that community grow. We have the two member levels that we have are a free basic membership. You get access in to talk to people, to meet other people. You can have conversations. And then we've got a premium membership that's only $9 a month. And we wanted to price it so that anybody could afford it. Anybody could get into it. And it's almost the no-brainer where you get access to all of our previous conference content. You get access to all of our premium video content. You get access to these special supplier discounts and the community and so on and so forth. So we really, you know, we have news. We have a whole team that's writing news every day. We do all sorts of awesome things and we're continuing to make it better every day.
And you guys record all of your events, it seems. So there's got to be just like years worth of content. So go in there and say, okay, I'm looking for information about this topic. You're going to have so many resources to just dive into and just learn. You know, that's part of this game is we have to continuously learn. And as we scale our businesses, we'll have different needs. And that's where I think the suppliers can really come into play. It's like you go in, see what you need right now, and you immediately have connections.
Right. And if you want to nerd out for a minute, like I have 3 terabytes of storage of conference content. We blew that out of the water. I had to buy during COVID because we had did so many virtual events and different things. Yeah. I had to buy a 22 terabyte network attached storage that is now housing all of our video. And so we just keep adding to this library. We've done, you know, Sub Summit since 2016. We held another event called Recur, you know, that we and you know, 6+ LA, and we did virtual events. We did women in subscription. So all of that content we've got out there, we're making available to our Subta members. And the fun part is now going into Sub Summit, we're going to continue to grow that and continue to provide resources for people coming this September.
Nice. So yeah, let's talk about Sub Summit. What is Sub Summit in a nutshell? Like I know what it is, but I want to make sure our listeners understand it.
So SubSummit is everything you'd expect in a conference, completely focused on subscription. So we've got the world's largest expo hall where you can wander through, you can meet the box companies, you can meet the shipping companies. You know, FedEx has been a partner since day one, since we first launched this. You've got DHL, we've got Pitney Bowes. You know, you can meet the marketing companies, you can meet, you know, the Octane AI does live chat there, Recharge is there, Bold Commerce is there. So those companies that you want to meet and talk to help grow your subscription business, they're in the room, they're in the expo hall. And then we have the content that we put on there. We have, let's see, this year we're going to have our main stage and we're going to have two track rooms. And then we're doing another Sub to Studios track in our expo hall. So we're going to
explain what track means if someone hasn't been.
Track is when we have speakers on stage, we do either a solo speaker, we'll get up there and talk about something in something in the industry. You're going to have maybe a fireside chat where somebody's going to sit down and interview a leader in the subscription space, or we're going to do a panel.
The topics
are going to range from everything about acquisition. We'll talk about retention, and then we'll talk about operations. You know, we're going to be bringing talks this year. Simran Dua, the new CEO of My Subscription Addiction, is going to get on the stage, and she's going to be talking about what does it mean to be immersed in your customers' lives? What does that have to do, you know, with, you know, how can you grow your business and attract new subscribers? Joe from BoxyCharm, he's going to come up on the stage. He was at our first SubSummit in 2016, back when he first started BoxyCharm. He's coming back this year. He was acquired by Ipsy last year. Oh. He's going to tell a story. He's going to talk about all the interesting parts of that journey. And working hard to bring Ipsy back to the stage again this year, too, to be part of that conversation. And so, you know, our goal is to always find and grow, you know, create content that will help the subscription businesses get better and continue to grow and learn from each other.
Yeah, I remember walking through the expo halls, both in Denver and New Orleans. And it's like you're doing a Google search, but it's so catered to you and you get to walk through and meet the actual people. You don't have to go down the internet rabbit hole. You actually get to ask your questions to a real person and meet the people who provide those solutions that you need in your business. And I think it's just super fun walking around and seeing what's out there. And for me, it was an opportunity to, you know, that saying, you don't know what you don't know. Yeah. Well, there was a lot of vendors that I just came across that was like, huh, that's interesting. And then I'd get to speak with them and I'd be like, I think I need that right now. And I didn't know that I needed that. Yeah. And so it's this place of discovery and it's a lot of fun. If you're going to Sub Summit, you definitely need to carve out dedicated time to walk the expo hall.
Yeah. And then we do this year, you've been there before, so you remember our front porch. Mm-hmm. We actually build an entire like front porch of a house when we fill it with subscription boxes.
Yes.
So we have everybody send us their subscription boxes. We put them on the front porch and it's a really fun photo opportunity. It's a really cool thing. And then we held an event last year in Chicago where we did this thing called Life of the Subscriber. So it's the actual inside of the house. Well, this year at SubSummit, what we're doing is we're incorporating both into one experience where you've got the front porch on the front side. And by the way, you're getting a sneak preview of this, Julie, right now. Nobody outside of SubSummit knows about this. I'm dead serious. So you're going to have the front porch and then you're going to be able to walk around it and see the inside of the house. Uh-huh. And every piece of subscription that's in our lives will be featured in this display. It's a massive corrugated display built by our friends at Company Box. They help us build this and put this together, but it looks like a real house. It's a real kitchen, a bathroom, a living room where you'll see Netflix, you'll see Harry's, you'll see books. You know, we put flowers in there, just all these different aspects of subscription. So we encourage and invite people to send us those and we put them in there as well. And that's a really fun thing that we do in the expo hall too.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So at the event, we've got the expo hall. We've got the main corridor is a great place for networking and meeting people. I know when we went, we had a little subscription box bootcamp meetup. So I got to meet some of my students in person. And then tell us about some of the other events, because of course we have to talk about the Cube Awards.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you, I'll ask your listeners, if they haven't applied yet for a Cube Awards, it's free to enter. Ooh. And you can go to subsummit.com, follow the Cube Awards link, and you can apply for our Cube Awards. This is our fourth year now of our Cube Awards. Is that right, Bradley? Fourth year? Yeah, Bradley's going to be the big four over there. Our fourth year of our Cube Awards. And this is the award that honors and admires the best companies in the subscription space. And we have all different categories from best pet box to best men's subscription, best women's subscription. You can apply for as many as you'd like. You only have to apply once. It's not like a popularity contest. Mm-hmm. And then at SubSummit Live on Wednesday night, we hold our Cube Awards ceremony. Everybody's invited to it. We roll out the red carpet. We feed you dinner. And then we hold our awards ceremony where we're going to be announcing the winners live at the event right there. And it's so much fun. We have a cocktail hour beforehand. And this is all included in the ticket price of SubSummit. So it's really, and we literally, I have an 800-pound red carpet sitting in our warehouse that we bring every year to SubSummit. We literally roll it out. It's a lot of fun.
Yes, I remember walking that red carpet, and I always tell the story. You guys had Pirate Ship as one of your sponsors in a year, one of the years past, and we love Pirate Ship. We recommend it. And you guys, or Pirate Ship, sent Captain Jack Sparrow to run the red carpet. And it's just like no other event. Like, that brought us so much joy. And we talk about it all the time. So it's a fun event. This is not one of those events that you're going to feel like, what's the word? Like corporate. You know what I mean? This is a way more fun group than that.
Thanks. And I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with we weren't originally like an event company putting this on. We put it on out of our passion for the industry, and that continues today.
Yeah.
We'll spend the extra money to make it a great experience. We invest in making sure that, you know, I often call running an event like a wedding on steroids.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we just want everybody to be happy and everybody to have a great experience. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's just about doing whatever it takes to put that on. If it means buying a massive roll of red carpet so we can create that experience, then yeah, absolutely. And we'll store it in our warehouse, you know, the other 11 months out of the year.
Nice.
But, you know, that's part of it. We also have our pitch competition too.
I was going to ask you, yeah.
Yeah, so our pitch competition, there will be another round of virtual pitch competition happening between now and then, which people, I think, will still have time to apply for. Check subsummit.com. If not, they can tune in and watch it. And we're going to have four companies pitch live for a $20,000 prize package. Ooh. This is one of our biggest ever too. And it's so fun. 10,000 cash, 10,000 in-kind services brought by our friends at Pitney Bowes. And it's so much fun because that 10,000 can be really impactful for these subscription companies that are just getting off the ground.
Absolutely. So,
and it's a lot of fun too. You know, they get up there, they have 5 minutes to pitch when they're live on stage. And then we do some Q&A with the judges. The judges are some of the, you know, industry experts that are asking great questions. And even if you're not participating in the pitch competition or haven't applied, just sitting there and watching it, you've learned so much about things that you can do for your business and how you can keep making it better.
I would agree. And I was lucky enough to watch the first round, the virtual pitch. And man, they were bringing it. There are so many good ideas out there. And these subscription box entrepreneurs are just so smart and savvy. And I was just really, really impressed with their presentations.
Yeah, I was like you, I was absolutely blown away. I get chills talking about it. Like, I was afterwards, I said to the team, I was like, I don't know how the judges are going to decide. There's so many good competitors in this one. It's amazing.
You got to narrow it down to four, right?
We had 100 companies, over 100 companies apply for the pitch competition. And we had to narrow it down to 10. And then those 10 are narrowed down to two. And then we're doing another round where another round of 10 pitches narrowed down to two.
Okay.
Then those four finalists will go and compete live at SubSummit for the prize. Oh,
that's so, so exciting. So we've talked about the expo hall and opportunities to network. We've talked about the Cube Awards, the pitch competition. Let's just talk a little bit about the educational component of it, because that's kind of the meat of it. You know, we're all going there because, one, we want to get social again, you know, and we'll talk about the safety practices that you're going to put into place. But let's first talk about what it looks like to go through the different tracks and what kind of things to expect. In a past SubSummit, I had the honor of hosting one of the panels, and it was such a highlight of my entire year. I got to be on stage with some powerhouse women that are running subscription boxes, and we talked about community, building community. So what are some of the topics that are going to be covered?
Yeah, so we've got a variety of different topics. You know, some of them I mentioned earlier where we've got some leaders coming in to talk about, you know, what they're seeing in the space, you know, trends and things that are happening out there. And of course, we're going to dive into, you know, more specific topics. We're going to talk about acquisition. You know, there's going to be topics around paid media acquisition. There's going to be topics around organic acquisition. Mm-hmm. You know, how are you acquiring those subscribers and what can you do to continue to nurture them? We're looking at topics like being carbon neutral. How do you focus on being carbon neutral? And what does that mean to your business? We're talking with a really fun potential speaker the other day that, you know, they have a thing that they've done that allows boxes to be carbon neutral. And then they're going to bring one of the brands to the stage that's actually implemented that.
Nice.
Because one of the most important things for us in our schedule, and this is like, this is a passion area of mine because I hand curated along with our team, is that our content delivers value. It's not something where we have a bunch of sponsors that pay us to come in and come on stage and speak. You cannot, the only pay to play is our platinum sponsorship. So there's one or two of those. And that's because they really help underwrite a lot of costs of the event. So we feel like they're deserving of stage time. Mm-hmm. Everything else is absolutely, you have to apply through a very strict vetting process. And we make sure that it's delivering value to our attendees. The other thing that we focus on with our conference and the schedule and the programming is making sure that it's balanced the right way. Not only between, you know, acquisition and operations and looking at retention, things like that, but we also have a big diversity and inclusion effort that we're really focused on at SEPTA. So making sure we represent all different races and genders and ethnicities and everything at SEPTA so everybody can feel included and welcome and, you know, they want to grow their businesses together.
Yeah, I love that you're building that type of space. And I feel like you have been building that type of space. You guys do a good job at that. What about beginner versus advanced topics?
Yeah, so we really try and find a good balance in there as well, because we know people are going to come from different stages of their business. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're just getting started, there's definitely going to be content there for you. And even if you're just getting started, a lot of those topics that we dive into that are really intended for some of the businesses that are scaling or larger, mm-hmm. we always try to have good takeaways there as well. And one of the things that we're also doing this year is we've got a great, amazing team here at SEPTA. None of this would happen without our team. That is going to be providing a daily like Cliff's Notes of every session, because we know you can't get to every single session. And that was one of the pieces we heard in the past was like, oh, I had to miss this session. And we would say, okay, you can watch the recording. But what we're going to do to enhance that even further, we'll still have the recordings available for every attendee. So we're going to have Cliff Notes and key points about each of those sessions so that you can refer to at the end of the conference and say like, you know, even if you miss a session, you can take away some of those big key points. So if you didn't go to a particular topic because you saw maybe that was more enterprise level, you can still read those notes and you can still get some of that actionable feedback that you can take and apply to your business.
I think that's super smart. I remember being at the event and I had Renee, who's our director of customer experience at Sparkle Hustle Grow. And we would go through the agenda together, the schedule, and be like, okay, you go to that one and I'll go to that one, and would split because we didn't want to miss something. So I think that solves the problem of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, we survey our attendees every year. We try and, you know, make sure we count all of that feedback and do everything we can to improve the event every single year. And so we're excited for that.
Yeah. And I'm really excited to be back in person. So let's talk about that, because you are going to offer an in-person and a virtual option, correct?
Correct. And so since the beginning of the year and even well into last year, we consistently surveyed our membership. And we'd ask, you know, what's your comfort level right now? Do you think you're ready to get back in person? Do you think you want to go virtual, or are you still undecided? And what we did is we watched the data, and it's continuing to evolve and change. And we see a lot more of the comfort coming back in person more every day. But we know there's a group of individuals that just aren't quite ready to get out there yet. We're ready and aren't comfortable with meeting in person. So we are offering a virtual ticket as well to Sub Summit. It's going to be a live stream of all of our main stage. We're also producing a live stream of every single exhibitor in the expo hall. So we're going to go around and interview every single exhibitor in the expo hall, ask them some key questions about their business. So you can have an opportunity to still meet and see the exhibitors at Sub Summit. And that virtual ticket is available on our website now as well, in addition to the in-person.
It's subsummit.com, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've did a couple of virtual events in 2020, and you guys nailed it. Like really, really high level experience going into your virtual platform and the way you're delivering the content. So kudos to you guys on that. So if you're listening and you're like, I'm just not ready to get in person yet, the virtual option would be a really, really great option for you.
Yeah. And if you're on the fence about it, there's a lot, you know, of course, we're going to put a lot of the safety measures and things in place to help make people feel as comfortable as possible.
Yeah.
You know, it's Texas and everybody thinks Texas is wide open. I was down there a couple of weeks ago doing a site tour, and, you know, people were still wearing masks, keeping social distancing, you know, and it's funny because I'm from Michigan and I went down there. I was like, I thought Texas was like the Wild West, you know, and everybody like no masks and, you know, let's just like hug and embrace again. And it really felt a lot like Michigan where, yeah. It's like, look, if you're comfortable with a mask, let's do that. Let's still maintain our distance with each other. So we're going to be putting some of those practices in place. We're going to give people the opportunity to be as comfortable as they want to be. We're also going to be doing special things like the lanyards. So the lanyards will have three different colors, a green, a yellow, and a red. Green means you're ready for hugs and high fives.
Nice.
Yellow means I'm okay with, you know, getting in and talking to you, but I still want to keep a little bit of distance. And red means I'm here. I want to walk around, but I'm really not ready for you getting into my personal space.
Yeah, I need personal space.
Yeah. So at a quick glance, you can see what somebody's comfort level is. And you can see if they're ready for you to come up and give them that high five and embrace and see each other again.
Right. And with the color scheme, it's easy to identify, and it doesn't, you don't have to be like awkward and be like, hey, right, will you shake my hand and be like, just check out what color lanyard I have on and go from there.
Exactly. You can see it from across the room. Like, and so you'll see the sea of green people. They'll all be like, you know, partying and fist pumping in the air. And and that's the other thing too. We're probably going to have some spaces where people can safely watch our content. And, mm-hmm. you know, if they're not ready to get into like a big expo hall, we're going to do our best to accommodate, you know, as people as much as possible. There'll be, you know, by September, things might shift and change a little bit. We're constantly watching and constantly doing everything we can to make it a great experience.
Well, thank you for being so thoughtful and intentional about how you guys are creating the experience, because for a lot of people, this will be their first in-person event in a very long time. So thank you. Well, let's talk real quick some logistics. So who, what, where, when, why? Let's Dallas, we're talking in September, what is it, 21st through the 23rd?
Yep, September 21st to the 23rd. It falls outside of our normal sub-summit pattern because we had to, obviously.
Yeah, normally it's May, right?
Times. Yeah, normally we're May. And normally we run like a Wednesday to a Friday. We did have to, you know, the hotel was so accommodating and helping us continue to, you know, figure this out together. So we ended up with a Tuesday to a Thursday pattern. Mm-hmm. So the event will kick off noon on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll do our usual, you know, opening ceremony and get things rolling. We'll kick off with our main stage at Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday end of day is our pitch competition. Wednesday, full day of content from 9 until, our cube awards even go all the way into the evening. We have an after party everybody's invited to as well. And then
for those of you keeping track, that's my birthday, September 22nd.
Yep. So we've got a massive cake coming in.
Yes.
And then on Thursday, we'll start off at 9 in the morning and we'll run till about noon. So it gives people time to leave that afternoon if they have to. Mm-hmm. We always encourage people, would love them to stick around. And for what we like to say is if you can make it in on Monday, that time, that's a good time to come in, get settled. A lot of people do meetings Monday night. Mm-hmm. Some companies host events that first night. And then Tuesday, you can wake up, get refreshed and get ready to roll. And we've been talking about doing something special that Tuesday morning.
Yes, we have. We're going to tease it a little bit right now. So the Subscription Box Bootcamp team is coming in on Monday because we're preparing for a Tuesday morning workshop. So this is going to be before the actual kickoff of Sub Summit. It's going to be in the same place. So you don't have to like find an Uber and go anywhere else. But we are going to do a workshop called the Year in a Day workshop. And this is an actual framework that we use at Sparkle Hustle Grow, where we plan out our entire year's worth of products and themes in one day. And so the idea is you come in, we train you on the framework. And when you put this framework into place, you can plan out all of 2022 in one day. And so we're going to be dropping some more details on that in the next podcast episode. We are going to be making a really juicy offer that has a sub-summit ticket bundled in, as well as 3 months of sub-to membership. So stay tuned. As soon as we have all the details carved out, we'll drop some links. It is going to be a limited capacity event. So when you get the details, I suggest that you reserve your tickets or reach out to us if you have any questions. But I cannot wait to share the rest of the details.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And the number one thing, you know, I do a lot of like podcast interviews and things like that. People always ask me like, what's the biggest advice you can give to somebody launching a subscription box? Mm-hmm. Number one thing I say is plan out your first year of boxes before you do anything else. No joke. Mm-hmm. Like, because running the business ourselves. And when we ran Gentleman's Box, we launched and we built like the first one. And then the next month happened. We're like, we got to start doing it again. We got to get that going. And so that's why I always tell people, like, get that first year planned out. So then you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to stress about that. You are ready to go and focus on marketing. You can focus on retention. You can focus on the other pieces of your business that are so, so important to success.
I agree. And there's so many benefits to planning far in advance because you can really work with vendors and use them over and over again. So for example, we know we need 12 books. So I can go to a publisher and say, hey, if I commit to four books next year, can I get a deeper discount? And that is definitely a way to, you know, get some buying power. It helps you have creative space and like brain space because you're not constantly product curating and product sourcing. And there's just so many benefits to having that laid out. And we're going to teach the framework.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm really excited for that, Julie. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And so a couple notes on that. If you're considering that, or if you think you're going to do that, hang tight for a minute. If you're listening to this right now, when this first comes out, because we're going to have a special ticket type for that.
Yep.
If you already have your Subsummit ticket when this comes out, you know, just email us at letstalk@subta.com. We'll have an upgrade offer in there. The other two things to know on logistics stuff, I want to make sure I don't miss. One, flying to Dallas-Fort Worth. Yep. That's a closer airport. If you can't get into Dallas-Fort Worth, the other airport in Dallas there is still just as good. DFW is the closest airport. Tons of flights in and out, really easy to navigate. I've been there a lot lately. And then staying at the Sheraton in downtown Dallas, there's information on the subsummit.com website. We have a special discount link, a block that people can get into. I know, you know, different people at different hotels, they like to stay at where they get different points or different perks. I go to a lot of conferences, and this isn't just, you know, selfishly speaking from our event. Like, I like staying at the venue or the hotel that the event is at, just because I can wake up, I take an elevator downstairs, and I'm right there.
I would agree.
Across town or anything like that. And so I find that to be easy, and you can get to it. You can book right from subsummit.com.
Well, and it looks like a beautiful hotel. So Why wouldn't you? I think one of the things about staying at the same venue is, for me, I call myself an ambivert because I'm super extroverted until I hit a wall. And then I'm like, I need rest right now. I need to go recharge. Right. And if you're in that venue, if you're staying in the hotel of the venue, you can just run back up to your room, take a little break, recharge, take a cat nap if you have to, and then come back feeling rejuvenated. So that's definitely one of the reasons that I like to stay in the same hotel as where the event is being held.
Yeah. And exactly the same sentiment there, Julie. Like I've done the exact same thing where I'm like, and I've done it before as being cheap. And I don't say it's being cheap, it's just trying to save like a couple bucks. And I was like, I'll stay at this other hotel over there. And I'm like, oh man, I want to go rest, but it's a really far walk back. And I try and find a place to crash in a corner. But the other nice thing too, is if you walk out of your room and you forget something, you can just go right back up and grab it. Super easy.
Good point. And I think there's a pool there too, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a really nice hotel.
Really nice.
Like, yeah, it's
we're cool, booked already. So
yeah, it'll be a lot of fun for anybody who's there.
Awesome. So what are we missing? They will go to subsummit.com. Mm-hmm. For tickets, or you can wait till next week when we drop all the details for our little workshop bundle. What else do they need to know?
So our super early bird tickets will end on sale June 30th, and then we go into our early bird, and then from there, the at the door ticket price. So the earlier you get in, the better discounts you're going to get.
Cool.
We do limit our tickets this year because we're trying to help make sure that we've got the right amount of distancing and space, and also the venue is limited. You know, so we're really picking up pace here as far as interest in the event. So I'd encourage you, if you're thinking about it, you know, sooner than later, if for some reason you can't make it, something changes, we always take that ticket. We'll apply to the next event or next thing coming up here. So we always try and accommodate people as much as possible.
Awesome. Okay, you guys, head over to subsummit.com. You can get some more details about the event. You can get a link to the hotel block. There's some promo videos, so you can see what it might have looked like in past years to get you all hyped up for it. And I'm looking forward to meeting you all there. We are planning to have a little meetup for our subscription box boot campers. We're obviously having that workshop. So I'm pretty pumped about the whole event.
Yeah. We're excited as well, obviously. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you ever have any questions, they can reach out to our team at letstalk@subta.com. You can find us on the social channels. You can submit a form on the website. And, you know, and I think the best thing is, you know, talk to your friends out there that maybe have been, and ask them about their experience and anything we can do to help. We're always here.
Yeah. If you guys are thinking about it and you want to ask me any questions, you know, you can always DM me on Instagram at Subscription Box Bootcamp. And I am happy to tell you about my experience. I've got notebooks full of notes from the panels and the workshops and all of the speaking events that I went to at past events. We've got some great fun pictures from the award ceremonies, and it's just a good time overall. So I hope sincerely that I get to meet you at this upcoming sub-summit. Friends, thank you for listening today, as always, and I'll see you in the next episode.